In this analysis, we sought to determine whether individual heart rate variability characteristics obtained from a wrist wearable were associated with the severity of specific mental or physical health symptoms at a point in time. In addition, we sought to determine whether changes in individual heart rate variability characteristics over time were associated with changes in physical or mental health over time. Unfortunately, the majority of individuals experience a traumatic event in their lifetime, and a portion of these experience adverse post-traumatic neuropsychiatric sequelae, such as pain, post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, and depression. Identifying wearable biomarkers of such outcomes would be valuable, as such biomarkers could help to identify individuals in need of further screening and intervention at a point in time. In addition, such biomarkers could help patients and providers evaluate changes in symptom burden over time, for example, in response to an intervention. In this analysis, we leveraged data from the Aurora study, a longitudinal study that enrolled individuals presenting to the emergency department for care after traumatic stress exposure, most commonly motor vehicle collision. This analysis used data that was obtained from 2,626 individuals who were enrolled in the study, had a wrist wearable called the Verily Study Watch placed in the ED, and wore the study watch for 6 months. During the six-month period, participants completed serial smartphone-based self-report assessments of common post-traumatic symptoms, including depressive symptoms, pain, somatic symptoms, anxiety, re-experiencing, hyperarousal and avoidance symptoms, and sleep disturbance, nightmares, and difficulty concentrating. Each symptom domain was assessed 6 times over a 6-month period. Table 2 outlines the specific questions asked in each domain. These questions were used to create measurement models for latent variables for each symptom domain. These measurement models demonstrated excellent model fit. Heart rate variability features were extracted from wrist wearable photoplethysmography data. Bivariate linear mixed models were used to derive and validate heart rate variability features associated with each of the 10 self-report domains. As shown in Table 2, we derived and validated 85 cross-sectional point-in-time wrist-wearable heart rate variability biomarkers that identify individuals experiencing high levels of symptoms at a point in time. As shown in Table 3, we also derived and validated 49 biomarkers to identify changes in wrist-wearable heart rate variability features associated with worsening or improvement of specific mental and physical health symptoms in an individual over time. In summary, of this large disadvantaged sample of trauma survivors, we identified and validated 135 HRV biomarkers that identify individuals experiencing high levels of specific symptoms at a point in time or that identify changes in wrist wearable heart rate variability biomarkers associated with worsening or improvement of specific mental and physical health symptoms in an individual over time. In the future, such biomarkers could be used to identify individuals who need screening and intervention for adverse mental health outcomes.